Anyway, so here's what happened was that our groups just continued to grow. One of the things that happened in 2006, about March. Now it was before our conference, I know. My computer died. I had a disk crash. I came along here, and one of the things that happened at that point was with the disk crash, I was offline for 10 days to about 2 weeks. It took a while to fix it, just the geeks were kind of backlogged at the time. I was offline in there for, a bunch of times. And what happened was I came back and found out that all of a sudden we had midnight meetings 7 nights a week. So that block we filled in. So we've got the 8 o'clock block filled in. And all of a sudden, at peak, we not only had 40 meetings a week. We actually had I believe it was 42, because what happened was that the 8 o'clock didn't happen on the weekends. But anyway, that was 5 days with 6 meetings, 2 days with 5. And they were all happening. And the success of that was that, people were taking the time slots. And of course this was over on in the old rooms where, anybody could open the room, we didn't have to worry about status. The situation over there was also that could everybody open them, but we didn't, in the 4 or 5 years that the total when we were over there. I only remember one person who could have been considered a raider coming in. And that was good, because we didn't have any red dot capabilities. We didn't have the capability to kick anybody out. All the stuff that we take for granted here on Pal Talk, it just didn't happen. We had our first meeting here in Albuquerque. The five I was counting was a sister and my cat and 2 dogs. And so the next year, we decided that we were going to go to Chicago. Now, the Nicotine Anonymous World Service Conference was being held in Chicago. We decided to go to Chicago. So we didn't like the price of the hotel, so we decided we were going to stay at a Motel 6. Now, a funny thing happened, and it hasn't happened since. And believe me, I've talked to enough conference organizing people to realize that it won't happen again. One of the things that they did, rather than set up the conference the way it had been set up before, they had bought a thing where there was a daily flat rate. Okay, the banquet was paid for, and all their food was paid for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was all up front, and just it was a deal with the hotel first, and they thought it worked pretty well. Well, what happened was, so we thought we were going to stay at a Motel 6 and go into the conference. And we found out that it was something like an $80 day fee for us to go into the conference. As outsiders. And that was in the contract, and by God, so So what happened was we showed up thinking we were going to go to a conference, and by the time we found out that we was going to be cost prohibitive to actually go to the conference, we'd already made reservations, and four of us took off anyway. And that would be a gal named Johnny, Ross, of course, myself, and Grace. So we headed to Chicago. Now, that weekend, Chicago was rained in. It was the funniest thing. And I remember, it was funny how this thing worked, because as luck would have it, the Southwest Limited goes through Albuquerque, goes through Hutchinson, Kansas, and ends up in Chicago. Well, you know, I jumped on the train here in Albuquerque, Laws jumped on in Hutchinson, and here we were at Grand Central Station, and Laws picks up her phone to contact Grace. Grace just happened to be pulling in and was across the street and saw us at the same time. Picked us up, we had a great time in Chicago. Now, we ended up eating a lot because we were next to some fancy steakhouse, and we had a great time. You were scared silly, and I have a little thing I'm going to divest from Nicotine Anonymous and tell you a little story about myself. When I was 4 years old, I got separated from my mother in Grand Central Station in Chicago. Okay, that's a family story. So, you know, obviously at 55 or so, I'm not going to be, in my early 60s, I'm not going to be scared. They dropped us off in this dark tunnel, and it was just like there was construction debris, and, it wasn't the way I remember Grand Central Station a lot of time. I was through there in 64. But Grace picked us up and boom, took us to the hotel, and we had attended meetings via the computer from the motel rooms. Watched the ducks swimming in the swimming pool. Mountain duck. Anyway, we had it was worth meeting everybody, because we've all been friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, we didn't get accomplished what we wanted to get accomplished. Except for one thing. Well, Jerry and a lady from Chicago, I forget her name, you might remember it. She was around here for quite a while and got some over here. A lady from Chicago was there. And we called them up and managed to go out for dinner and meet Gary, that's the deal. Kathy was at somebody want a red dot boo too? We got babes. Nigga chicks is what we got here, boo too. Here I was speaking of Nick and Chick. I was the only guy there, And a gal named Library Pam came down. She was a librarian in Wisconsin and, a part of the group. And she came down and, spent some time with us. To make a long story short, we didn't get that, but we wanted to get that. But we did meet Gary for the first time. Jerry had been around Nicotine Anonymous for a while. He had at that point been doing work for 7 minutes, and still does, as a matter of fact. We met Gary, and I want to say this gal from Chicago's name was Michelle, but that wasn't quite right. We met a couple of people. Yeah, okay. Well, no, well, was it? Okay, now, no, Kathy showed up in Hutchinson. You're thinking Angel Mist. She was in Hutchinson. We aren't Hutchinson yet. Okay. Anyway, so, here's the deal. So we did that. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, she was. I don't think, did she have dinner with us? Oh, okay. All righty. Okay. Yep, yep. All righty. Well, I know that there was somebody else, and I think it was a gal named Michelle who was from Chicago that was with me. Anyway, we had an excellent dinner and fellowship just to meet some more people. So, it wasn't an entire waste. I love traveling by rail, even if it terrified Ross. It all worked out. It was kind of crazy, but it all worked out. Anyway, no, Ross, please. Remind me, because a lot of stuff happened. Well, you know, we're talking about a lot of stuff. I've already got 44 minutes in, and see, we're just kind of getting started. We haven't even moved over to Palestine. So anyway, that's the next big thing, by the way, is moving over to Palestine. And one of the things that happened was somewhere along the line, and it would have been about this time, I believe, maybe Susie Greenkeys might know, because her and John J.D. were instrumental in making the move to Powell Park. So, you know, Susie, if you have anything to add while we're talking about this, just raise your hand or type it on the screen, because I don't want to screw this up. So, I guess it would have been about this time, or perhaps within a year, I may be off as much as a year, and it won't make a whole lot of difference in chronology except for one thing. Okay. What happened was that along about this time, Yahoo decided that we did not, there is something else that comes in just about this time in the chronology, and I'm going to talk about it really quick. Okay, a funny thing happened April Fool's Day of 2007, and we're now gearing up for Hutchinson. That would have been about 2007. And what went on at that point was, once the nicotine recovery hit 1,777 members. Well, this is not a big deal. You know, it's just a number. Except for one thing. That was the day we tied unofficial for membership. And from then on, we became the world's largest nicotine amount. Okay. In effect, because, like, they're only numbers, and it's bragging rights, but, you know, that happened to let you know on April 1st of 2007. Okay, along about that time, we had this thing going on with the rooms. Yahoo came along and said that they would no longer support the rooms. So anyway, we tried using Yahoo Messenger and inviting people in. That did not work real well. Can you imagine, you know, opening up Yahoo Messenger and having to invite 20 people, you know, while you're trying to chair a meeting? Okay, it was pandemonium. Well, along came John J.D.M.C., who was by this time it had had some sobriety and was a was fairly well known around here. He said, why don't we try Bowel Talk? Well, I remember at the time we had a group conscience, and he said, sure. Now, so John and Susie, I believe, set the trial thing for a week. So we tried it out for a week, and we were going to have another group conscience. We came back, we liked what we found, and one of the drawbacks was that Yahoo had a reputation for raiders and crazies. But we figured that was the lesser of two evils. So the next week we moved over to Palatine. And a funny thing happened when we hit, a couple of funny things happened when we hit Palatine. First of all, I did mention Library Ann. She had been going to those 8 o'clock meetings. And Kathy and the folks in those folks decided that they were going to continue to use the Yahoo Messenger, such as it was, and did not like Pal Talk. So anyway, all of a sudden our 8 o'clock meetings just disappeared. Poof. And as luck would happen, about 90 days later, somebody came back and restarted them. And we still have some, although they're 8:30 and 7:30 and odd time meetings. We still have 3 or 4 early meetings, but we've never been able to quite fill that slot up again since then. Well, what happened was that they went over and with the suggested Lobbyville group, and so anyway, that happened, and So we're in the process of getting all this stuff moved, and unfortunately, we lost her, and we lost a couple of members when this thing happened, and I kind of feel bad about that, but at the time, I was funny things happened. Well, you know, another one of the crazy spins that happened when we moved our meetings from Yahoo to Pal Talk was that the people on Pal Talk started noticing us. So here we have been over on Yahoo. Now all of a sudden we're having people coming in from Pal Talk, coming into our meetings, and many of them coming in and staying and joining our Yahoo group. Most of them, but not all. So, we shot up. Now, one of the things that was happening along with this was that Nicotine Anonymous World Services at this point, it wasn't quite at this point, although I'll have to. About a year later, something else happens here. Okay, so what happens is we pretty much have the calendar as you see it now, with a few more 8 o'clock meetings. At one point, like I said, we had six meetings. For 5 days, the weekends were 5 meetings, so that was a total of 40 meetings, and we considered that a full calendar at the time. Now, along with that, another funny thing happened. Not only were people from Pal Talk noticing this, but Pal Talk administration noticed it. And one of the things that Pal Talk administration did was they kept interrupting our meetings, asking us if we wanted to be a featured room. And try to explain group conscience to somebody who doesn't understand cold step stuff. So anyway, here we were, and we called the group conscious, and we were going to talk about it. Well, what happened was, a couple of days before we were going to have our group conscious, they decided to make us a featured room without our consent. Well, we got there, and we got to our group conscious. It was a done deal, and I'm sure that had we decided not to, they would have honored us. But it was something that they jumped the gun on. But that has been a great recruitment tool. You know, unfortunately, yeah, the people who need it see us. Unfortunately, the clowns see it too. You know, we've had people in and out, all that sort of stuff. And I got to commend people in this group. By and large, since we have been on Foul Talk, by and large, we have been able to separate the wheat from the chaff. People who are coming in for recovery managed to stick around. And the people who are coming in to disrupt meetings, well, they either get let down or bounce. And this is pretty much, you know, and I suspect, you know, here and there, you know, a bad decision may be made. But by and large, we've done a very good job of keeping this room policed and keeping it for the purpose that we intended it, you know, for the purpose of carrying the message. Okay. Now we're getting ready. We're going to Hutchinson. Now we had the meeting, the thing that happened here in Albuquerque. We had the thing in Chicago, and the thing now is that Law decides she's going to do it in Hutchinson. Okay, we had four here in Albuquerque, we had four in Chicago, and if I remember right, we had about 17 or 18 in Hutchinson. We had the Nicotine Anonymous World Service person, the publisher for 7 minutes. We had the editor for 7 minutes. And because of a decision we made, it happened the same weekend that the Nicotine Anonymous World Conference was going on down in Southern California. Okay, here's what happened. Was we had 17 or 18. While we were doing that, Nicotine Anonymous World Services decided that they were going to reach out to the online groups. Well, our friend Kathy had connections with somebody on the board, and if I'm not mistaken, it was somebody named Mary. Anyway, it was before my time. I never really quite got what happened there. But anyway, they invited Kathy, was their keynote speaker, while we're having our thing in Hutchinson. And they decided some eloquent things. At the conference, they decided that, like, the online community was going to be the cutting edge of Nicotine Anonymous in the future lies, blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, Kathy, of course, was doing her things in Yahoo Messenger. And you remember, we have to be invited to Yahoo Messenger. Okay. So anyway, she's down there representing the whole online movement by what they're doing. And we're at Hutchinson having a great old time. You know, I remember sitting around Roz's place, and, you know, the salad, the hamburgers, all the stuff we had. I forget, we had a meal out, I think it was, anyway, we had a couple of meals on the road and a couple of meals at Ross's. It was a great time. Great time. And we stayed at what was the name of that place, Ross, that we stayed in Hutchinson? Anyway, we booked a decent hotel, a decent no frills place. They changed it LOL. Okay, it was known as the LOL place. Dutchman, that was it, the Dutchman. Yeah. Anyway, so we all went to the Dutchman, and they put on their marquee, welcome Nicotine Anonymous. We showed up. Kenny was there, and I forget all who was there. Jim was there. Like I said, I think there were 17, 18 of us that showed up in Hutchinson. Kim, who is doing the timeshare meetings now in unofficial Mickamock was there. And, of course, Jerry. Also, Kathy had shown up, and she, instead of going to the World Service Conference, came there. So, anyway, a funny thing happened because of that. I'm sitting here at my computer about 2 or 3 weeks later, and some guy named Dan wrote me a letter and said, Hi, I'm from Nicotine Anonymous World Services. What happened? And I explained to him, first of all, we went to Chicago, and we couldn't get in. Then we decided we'd schedule a safe weekend and have our blowout. And Dan was kind of said, hold it now, we got to do something about this. It would be a good idea if you didn't schedule the same weekend, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, to make a long story short, Dan and I kind of developed a thing where he was World Service chairperson at the time, but he couldn't represent the board. And I was a room owner, but that doesn't mean anything here. That really doesn't mean anything here. Anyway, so this friendship developed, and a funny thing happened. He started asking about stuff about the online community and this, that, and the other. And as a result, one of our big grievances was the thing about the being listed in the Nicotine Anonymous World Service site, the mess that was. So they went ahead and changed it. They just listed the groups. But they didn't want to make it live links. Now I'll tell you why they didn't want to make it live links. Because they didn't want to connect with Yahoo pages that had advertising on them. For instance, people buy advertising on the sites. You'll see everything from e-cigarettes to whatever on the Yahoo sites. And they were worried about traditions arguments. Also, they were worried about stuff that was posted on the board that would be commercial stuff rather than Nicotine Anonymous stuff. Now, us in our wisdom, very early on made the decision that we were only going to post Nicotine Anonymous stuff on the board. So anyway, that's a cool deal. And by and large that happens. Occasionally somebody will post a meditation from somewhere else, And if I got to be the center of that stuff, I do a lousy job because I let most of that stuff go. But anyway, the thing that went on there was that, we were pretty much compliant.